Hello Capricorn, it's Russell here with your stars for week beginning Saturday, September the 17th and the whole week ahead. Now, what you've got with your stars around you now is a surfeit of Aries energy. And for you as a Capricorn, Aries is about home and family affairs. Check it out in my book, You Can Change Your Life. It's the fourth house. So what I want to say to you now is anything domestic, anything to do with family, anything to do where you live, is what you should prioritize and deal with now. Here's your Sunday stars, more of the Aries connection, but this time it's linked to career and the things that you wish to be known for. So something tells me maybe you need to move away from wherever you are to achieve an ambition or achieve something you want to do. But there will be opposition. There could be opposition from a member of your family who doesn't want you to go. Now, is there a middle way? Is there compromise? Because that really is the way to do it. Here's your Monday stars. It's now Venus and Mars connected very, very well together. This is perfect if you are an ambitious Capricorn. Remember what I said yesterday about there could be some opposition to you wanting to do certain things if it means you have to move away from where you are? Well, compromise is the best way to deal with this, and everybody's a winner. And that's what you need to do now, but never forgetting that when it comes to success, it has to be yours and yours alone. Here's your Tuesday stars. The moon's in Taurus and linked to Pluto in your sign and Mercury in Virgo. Beautiful. We have got a grand Earth trine going on here. And for you as a Capricorn, this is so good, especially if you're the creative kind. But I've also got something connected with children or a pregnancy or the birth of a baby, because all of this is about regeneration and rebirth. And it might be just a first birth, but whatever it is now, there's a lot of fabulous energy making you feel reborn. Here's your Wednesday stars. Now, carrying on the theme of yesterday, rebirth and regeneration, today's stars are extremely empowering for you. Empowering in such a good way. You know, whether you're a learned Capricorn or not, there shouldn't be anything now to stop you from learning something new. You see, knowledge really can be power, and it can be very impressive. So the more you know, the more you learn, the more that you can impress others, I'm telling you now, will bring success into your life. Here's your Thursday stars. The sun enters Libra and you start now a 4-week period which is all about ambition and career. This is about achievement and recognition. Whatever you do now, use your creative powers, of which you're blessed with many, to really make a name for yourself. The world is going to open up to you now, Capricorn, and the way to do it is to really let everybody see how clever you are at a certain career or business or vocation. You're a star. Here's your Friday stars. Now we're going to get a repeat of an aspect you had just a couple of days ago. That's because Mercury has now moved forward. And what it means is about your intellect and brain power and learning and study. Remember that from 2 days ago? Well, there's more of it now. And that's why I want you to realize the more you can cram into your brain, the more you can learn, the more you know, the more knowledge you have, the more you'll impress others and the more opportunities you will create for yourself.
This is Russell Grant. Thanks so much for calling. Please call again next week when I'll have some more intriguing insights to share with you, for you.